This is Cricken for Audio. Welcome to Cricken for Audio. This is Amit Verma. West Indies finished the second day of the St. Lucia Test on 65 for 3 after India declared on 588 for 8. And I'm chatting about the day's play with Anand Vasu, who is writing the bulletin for this test on cricinfo.com. Anand, it seems almost as if the Indian and West Indian innings have taken place on different pitches. Yesterday, the pitch did nothing, even today while India was batting. But once West Indies began their innings, both Manav Patel and Irfan Pathan got decent sideways movement, and West Indies have never been quite comfortable. Would you say that the pitch is beginning to change in character, or do you think that the pitch is the same, but the lackluster bowling by West Indies made things easy for India? Pedro Collins did show yesterday that if you bowl with discipline, it's possible to choke up the runs and get wickets, and that's what the Indian bowlers did today. But barring those spells from Collins yesterday in which he picked up those four wickets, the bowlers let them down?
I think it's a combination of both factors that you mentioned. Certainly the West Indies bowlers were well below par yesterday, but the pitch also seemed to have a bit more moisture in it, which meant that the ball didn't really do much. It didn't move sideways one way or the other. And the grass on the pitch seemed to sort of mislead everyone into thinking that there might be a lot of movement. As the sun has baked down on the pitch for a couple of days, it's dried up, and you can see now, especially towards the end of the day, a bit of dust coming off the surface. And this has meant that the ball is gripping the surface a little bit more. So the fast bowlers are getting some cut if they get the seam position right. And the spinners, both Kumble, who doesn't really turn the ball much, and Virendra Sehwag, got quite a bit of turn in the last few overs of the day. So I think it was a combination of the pitch definitely getting a bit more supportive to the bowlers, and India's bowlers doing a much better job than the West Indies fast bowlers did.
Anand, I felt for a while that Mohammad Kaif got a bit of a raw deal in tests. He batted with character when Australia toured India in 2004, but then didn't get a chance in tests for a long time after that, with Yuvraj Singh preferred over him when a vacancy came up. And this tour was pretty much his last chance to resuscitate his test career. His 148 not out today came with his place in the side under pressure, but on an easy pitch against average bowling. What do you think of him now as a long-term test prospect for India?
I think it is definitely fair to say that Mohammad Kaif's been unlucky in his test career so far, because almost every time he's been given a chance, barring the first time he was picked, which was many years back, he's done well. He's delivered pretty much what the team has wanted of him. And clearly he's not the same kind of stroke maker or the same kind of natural talent that Yuvraj Singh is, but he has weighed in with runs when it's counted. And his innings today will certainly give him a lot of joy, because although, as you say, it was against a moderate attack on an easy pitch, the way he made his 100, at least his first 100 runs, was very fluent. He was able to beat the field quite regularly. And it was only after Rahul Dravid's wicket that he seemed to sort of take the role of senior batsman and allow Mahendra Singh Dhoni and then Irfan Pathan to play the big shots. So he sort of shut shop after that a little bit. But 148 not out is a fair return for him for the manner in which he played in this test match.
Also, Kaif's innings now puts VVS Lakshman under some pressure, doesn't it? Because Sachin's return will mean that Lakshman will be the likely player to be left out. And I think this uncertainty is good for both the side and for Lakshman, who's got out in his last two innings to horrendous strokes and who really needs to get his act together.
Yes, there's no doubt. Lakshman has looked good in both the 30s that he made in the first test, but thrown it away abysmally badly. And in this test, it was even worse. It just was regulation ball slanting away from him with everyone making runs. He seemed to go for a big shot far too early and threw his wicket away. I'm not so sure about Kaif putting pressure on Lakshman, because the team has tended towards playing five bowlers in test matches recently. So it's a question of both of them going out if Sachin comes back. But there will be some competition, and Lakshman will feel the heat and he will feel the need to stay out in the middle and play that one long innings. Because as we know, he's done that so many times in the past, and he is a far superior test batsman to Mohammad Kaif. So I'm not so sure that it'll be a straight shootout between the two, but it'll certainly be a reminder for Lakshman that it's not enough to rest on potential and on previous innings, and that he has to weigh in with a big innings sometime before the series is done.
Anand, looking ahead in this game, India's got the upper hand now, but do you think they've got the right attack to finish it off? Any chance that they will again regret picking VRV Singh ahead of a second specialist spinner, either Harbhajan or Pawar?
I'm not sure they'll regret their choice of bowlers for this game, but it might still be premature to say that India can wrap this up, because although the pitch is doing a bit, there's no saying that it'll deteriorate any more rapidly. And if the West Indies can put together a decent partnership, in the last test it was this very pair, Chris Gayle and Chandrapal, who sort of steered them through the choppy waters in the second innings. And they can bat for long periods, both batsmen, especially Chandrapal. And he, in the past, has played many, many long innings against India. And though he's made useful 50s so far, he hasn't really gone on to make a big 100 or occupy the crease for 3 or 4 hours like he normally does. So it could be a bit of a worry for India. But from this point on, with so many runs on the board, still over 500 behind, West Indies, I think, will really struggle to save this game.
Thanks, Anand. There are 3 days left in what promises to be a fascinating test, and we'll be chatting about the game at the end of each day's play on Cricinfo Audio. To access our audio content directly, please do go over to cricinfo.com/audio and feel free to send in your feedback to audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.